Honey, baby, you get your pretty little shoes on. Give me 50 cents before we go. Let me see you. Now here another jive. I got. With the Chad and Nanny Wilson, you know. There was a guy, he didn't do nothing but go around from camp to camp playing them commissaries. He went to the sawmill quarter and took up a brand new outfit and everything. And the man had some bloodhound there. When he leave, he track him down. But this guy was slick. He went and poisoned them, though. Give him something to make him sick for 3 or 4 days. And he left. But what he didn't know, they had another old dog up there. She had 2-3 puppies, but they hadn't ever run a man. He didn't know what a time or not. That got run away and left there, and they went and got them dogs. He was all sick. They had to go to get that old dog and them puppies. When they got back there and told him where the man left them, he put the old puppies out there. They didn't know nothing about the man. And the old mammy dog, she struck the trail, though, she said. Here he go. Little puppies running at it saying, yes, sir. She said, hold is it? One of them little puppies say, He runs so fast, he look like a Popeye coon. Oh boy, he runs so fast, there let fire flew from his heels. He started crashing to beat the fire as he passed through the farmer's field. Don't you know he won't have been in? He must have been a family man. Well, now he was a family man. Had he ever been on land? Traveling, boy. Traveled miles around. He wouldn't give up, no. Shot him through the head. He fell right down. Oh, thought he was dead. His mother came down from Jacksonville. She was all washed down in tears. But when she opened that coffin, that fool had disappeared. Don't you know he was a friend?
Little medicine show.
Were there a lot of medicine shows that came through down here back in the 30s?
That's right. It was with them in Georgia.
Did you used to play in a medicine show?
No, ma'am. Uh-huh. I just played for parties. Well, to tell you the truth, this thing was a lifesaver to me back in the 30s. Y'all don't know nothing about it. You ain't know nothing about it. The lady ain't I show. But it was a pressure then. But look at him. Tell you the truth now. Back then, you wait a couple of days before you earned a dollar. But you could do something with that dollar. Mm-hmm. Now you can earn $50 in less than a couple of days, but you can't do much with it. Mm-hmm. So the same thing is coming back with a plenty of money. He was, you know, before with no money. Mm-hmm. But it's plenty of money this year, this time. Mm-hmm. And if it don't change, because I don't believe what I heard yesterday. I don't believe that. A woman said on TV yesterday, she was only drawing $170,000 a year, and she couldn't see what she could live out of it. And I asked the man right over there, I said, did you get that on the news? He said, yeah. I said, what you think of that? He said, I don't know. What kind of living she doing, $170,000 a year? Picture, huh? What kind of living she doing? That's about, listen, a man told us up there at the thriftway store in Tehoe,